This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You also call Klaus Financial's offices, set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about them. Telephone number 442-5637, that's 442-5637. Also the website klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joining us this week, Malia and CJ, how are you guys doing?
Great, Sean. How are you?
Doing well, CJ.
Those headphones are different. They look like they're like you're going to the gun range.
Gigantic.
Robin described them as egg timers.
I would
they got
agree
the
with
knobs
that.
On them on the side. Yeah, I got to warn people about them before.
Yeah, see, listeners can't see what we get to see, and so I have to fill them in on
we'll
what
put
I'm
a
looking
picture
at.
Up.
Post exactly. That on your Facebook page.
They are huge, but they work very, very well. And for people, by the way, who are new to this program, it's a great opportunity if you've been thinking about retirement, and you really should be, by the way, if you're not, and you have questions, CJ and Malia are great resources, a great opportunity just to kind of get a little bit of insight into what you may be doing or what you may need to do. You can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Also, listen closely to the show because coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Fantastic prize, as always, this week at a $25 gift card for Red Lobster. We'll talk about how all of that can be won a little bit later in the program. But first, let's start out and talk a little bit about the objective of the show. We talk money in motion. We do it each and every week. Why? What for the listener? I mean, what are they getting out of this?
We hope we're conveying to all of our listeners, just as you said, Sean, that the earlier you start planning, the better off you're going to be for retirement. Now, we fully realize, you know, CJ and I look at numbers every day and work with people with their retirements, and we understand that when they walk out the door, they're not still thinking about their retirement planning. We do this all day, every day. So it is good if our listeners can continually listen in to us and maybe get some good ideas of what they can do for the future. You know, we realize that people probably have never taken a class in Retirement 101, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that they are listening, you know, a few years ahead, not 5 years ahead, but perhaps 10 or more, planning ahead with what they can be putting away in their retirement accounts, planning for taxes, and so forth. Eventually, retirement does hit you, and we'd like it to hit you not on the head, but rather more gradually. Klaus is actually celebrating 40 years this year, so we're pretty excited about that. We're an independent advisory firm. We have two offices that serve people in the state line area, and our primary focus is fee-based planning. However, we do have other divisions that assist clients in different manners. The name of our show reflects what we believe and everyone understands is that money is always in motion, perhaps a little bit too much in motion mm-hmm. in the markets right now for some people, but we understand, again, that your life is frequently changing. Sometimes if we look week to week, doesn't seem like much is happening. But if we look at a 6 month or a year back with a client, oh my goodness, there perhaps has been a death or a divorce or college or something going on in the family's household. So it really is important to, you know, have a regular person to meet with that can really see where you're at and what needs to change according to your money and investments.
And it's interesting too to think about is not only global markets and the markets in general in motion, but your life is always in motion. Things are changing. Things are happening. And that's why it's so important to reassess these things, not only have a plan to start things out, but really be ready to keep that plan in place. But when things change in life, you have a kid or you get a new job or have, God forbid, a divorce or something like that, you're ready for it and you're ready to change that plan and adjust it appropriately. Today we're going to be talking about Social Security, which is one of those things, Social Security is going to be there. There's a lot of questions, though, about Social Security when it comes to planning for retirement. A lot of questions, as a matter of fact. Let's talk a little bit about some of those facts about Social Security, things that people really need to know.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times as we discuss retirement planning, people just kind of lump us as a firm in with all of the other, call it brokers or investment people. And really, Malia can attest, we spend a lot of our time discussing comprehensive retirement planning topics like Social Security or like estate plans or like you know, long-term care insurance, whatever it might be. Now, we don't do all of those things, don't mishear me, mm-hmm. but we consult and help build the plans that support your entire retirement. So Social Security is going to impact everybody, right? Mm-hmm. I have to be frank. I'm in my 30s. I'm not so certain how much of it's going to be there for me or if it's going to morph in the way that it's paid out to me. But for anybody who's over 50, Congress has really never shown much resolve to try to make changes for people over 50, which is a smart political move,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, that's a big voting block, right. active voting block,
exactly right. And they're close to actually drawing the benefit, so changing it for them would make them very aggressively negative on any candidate. But some things to know real quickly before we go to our first break. Age 62, at least at this point, is the earliest that you can draw Social Security, but it will be a reduced benefit. It reduces by about 8% per year for every year that you draw it early. Okay, so between 62 and 66, which is generally somewhere between 66 and 67, is every American's full Social Security retirement age. And for every year you wait, again, in between there, it's growing about 8% per year. And then finally, 70 is what we call the full, it's not full retirement age, but the last age at which delayed retirement credits will be crediting. So once you reach 70, it's been increasing by 8% per year. And then once you flip past 70, those DRCs, as we call them, stop. So you'll hear some people go, oh, I'm just going to wait because it grows by 8% per year, and I'm going to wait till I'm 75. That does not make any sense to us. Mm-hmm. All the way up till 70, there's a debate back and forth over when you should draw and whatnot. I think it's a good debate until you reach the age of 70, but waiting beyond that doesn't make much sense.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the optimal age for drawing Social Security benefits. We'll also talk about widow's benefits. And, of course, take your calls at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer it for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaas Financial online at klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, or give them a call at the office, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll be taking your calls and talking more with CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, our number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Get you on the air there. Their telephone number, by the way, if you want to set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about Klaas Financial and get that kick of the tires, love to talk with you. The number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can find Klaas Financial online at klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joined this week by Malia and CJ from Klaas Financial, and we left off talking about Social Security, and we were talking about these delayed retirement credits. Real quick, let's just talk before we get to the optimal age. Really quickly, let's kind of break down some of those the credits that are there.
Yeah. So as we were mentioning, about an 8% per year growth for every year that you wait to draw mm-hmm. Social Security. That is monthly credited, by the way. So every month that you wait, it actually goes up by 1/12 of 8%. So literally every month that you're waiting to draw, it is growing. Another myth, well, and so by the way, again, that DRC stops at the age of 70, so no longer do you get those interest credits after the age of 70. It's only between 62 and up to 70. Another thing to be aware of is if you draw at 62, which is before your full retirement age, mm-hmm. which again, full retirement age is somewhere between 66 and 67 for every American, depending upon when you were born, and you can find that by going to ssa.gov. If you draw then, you actually have to be careful on how much you earn outside of that before your benefit gets impacted negatively. This is really weird. Most people go, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So again, if you draw before your full retirement age, then actually you're limited on how much you can earn, which is about $15,000, $16,000 a year, not that much, before they actually Social Security starts taking away benefits from you. So the point would be, if you plan on continuing to work up until your full retirement age, then don't draw Social Security before that unless it's going to be minimal earnings.
I would assume with all these factors, to ask for an optimal age, it's very personally dependent?
Exactly. So optimal age, you know, Social Security has defined optimal age as somewhere between 66 and 67 because of mortality rates, which I would tend to agree with that generally, by the way. Somewhere in there seems to be kind of optimal, but that's just a generalized statement. When you draw is a very personal decision based on health, based on longevity, based on goals, based on what you want to do when you first retire. So don't let anybody tell you, I did a calculation and I figured it out. There is no calculation to figure out when you should draw.
Probably not in your shoes. That's the bottom line. Yeah, or married to your partner or whatever that might be. There's so many considerations.
If you have a question for Malia or CJ, love to answer right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And speaking of marriage, let's talk kind of the grim side of it. Let's talk widow's benefits and how those work and some of the things you need to know about that.
Well, we try to be upbeat on this show and not talk about death and taxes, but sometimes it comes back around.
Does.
And that's another area where people, widows or widowers, sometimes will come to us and they'll say, well, I understand I can draw a Social Security benefit before my minimal ages, CJ said, is 62. And that's true. At this point, you can draw as early as 60 based on your the benefit of your spouse. But it also is reduced. You're not getting the full benefit that you would have if you waited. So it's, again, not something always optimal, but if there's no other income source, that's something that might be the right fit. So again, we always direct people, and one of the things we point out on this show is go to ssa.gov or www.socialsecurityadministration.gov, either of those two, and find out what your current benefit looks like, even based on age 62, 66, kind of get a feel for that and make sure that you're signed up. Oftentimes we hear our clients not knowing what is going to look like in the future, and us as planners, we really want to make sure that they have those numbers in front of them and that we can look at them together.
When we look at things like pensions, I noticed in one of the notes said Social Security, some of them have a Social Security offset due to not paying into the system. What is that all about?
So that's all about sometimes if you are a government worker, a state employee, a federal employee, bottom line is that you may not actually be paying into the Social Security system. Sometimes you're paying in partially, sometimes you're paying in entirely, you're doing both a pension and Social Security, and in other cases, you actually aren't paying into the Social Security system at all. And so that's where, again, you have to be aware if you're a state worker with the Employee Trust Funds pension or anything like that, you need to be aware if there's going to be an offset to your Social Security benefit or if it actually completely replaces your benefit. Mm. One other quick tidbit. A lot of times people will say to us, well, I worked right up until the age of 64, and then I decided to go work for a part-time job at a much lower wage before I reached my full retirement age at 66, but I'm really concerned because it's going to drop my Social Security benefit because they look at my average wages, and if I bring my average wages down, right, then it's going to affect my benefit. False. They look at, Social Security looks at your top 40 quarters or top 10 years. Anything that does not make it into the top 10 years or top 40 quarters is not even counted as part of that. Okay? So don't ever think that if you suddenly go down on your income a little bit that it's going to actually bring your benefit down. That's usually just not the case.
That is some great information because I do hear, and you obviously hear it way more than I do, but you guys deal with this a lot. But you hear that a lot, people saying, well, I don't want to take a cut in pay and work less because it'll affect my Social Security, and it's just not the case.
Yep.
He is CJ. She is Malia. They come to us from Klaas Financial. You can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. You can call at the office, set up an appointment to the number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number. Coming up in the next segment, we will have our Klaas Quiz question of the week. We'll explain all of that next and take more of your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ and Malia will give us a look as well at the markets today and have some suggestions for you if you're watching those things going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, what's going on? We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. And John had a question. John, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ.
Hey there, John.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that state of Wisconsin employees who are part of the employee trust funds and get retirement through that still qualify for full Social Security. And I just wanted to make sure of that because you seemed to be ambiguous about that a few minutes ago.
Great question, John. Yes, in my experience with state employees who are part of the employee trust funds, they do generally get it. I'm going to say generally, though, and the only reason is because there are, as you probably know, multiple different types of employee trust funds employees with different time frames, with different segments of employee within the state system. And so in my experience, I've never run into one that did not get Social Security as well. But again, I just have to say there might be a certain, you know, minority fraction of them that don't pay into the system. And to your point, John, it's pretty easy to tell. Look at one of your paychecks and see if you're paying into the Social Security system. If you are, then you're going to get that benefit. If there's nothing going in there, then you need to start asking questions. But yes,
Believe me, I've been paying in for many, many years.
He knows.
I didn't mean to freak you out there, John. You are correct. You'll get it.
John, thank you.
I should get the full benefit, I think, like anybody else can.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, John.
Great question. Thanks, John. Thanks, John. Great question there. And of
I appreciate him calling and asking that because there's probably a lot of people just like him. As he said, I sounded a little ambiguous about it. And if you're paying in, you go, whoa, is this going to be taken from me? The answer is no. But again, different types of state employees. I haven't run across all of them, and I'd really have to have an employee trust funds specialist here to explain it in detail, and I'm just not one. So he's right.
I was
just saying, ambiguous is the way we do want to sound, to be quite honest, because as soon as we hear, yes, this is the way it is, and everybody gets their full benefit, and I find out I'm not getting my full benefit because I didn't pay in as much or didn't pay in for as long, that would greatly affect us. So that's, again, back to the individual. Let's find out what your scenario is.
You know, one of the things that and CJ, you mentioned this, and I think one of the really cool things with Klaus Financial is you guys, you have a team. There's you guys have people you consult with that are experts in these certain things. It's very hard to say, well, I know everything about everything, especially, you know, you start talking pensions and you start talking all these different different places where you're going to be drawing retirement money from. There's a lot of factors. There's a lot of ins, outs, a lot of nuances, legal and otherwise, that you really need to have that team. That's one of the really cool things with Klaus Financial.
Right. So we've talked about this before, but really quickly, the players on your financial team generally consist of insurance agent, estate planning attorney, which would be somebody to create your wills and trusts, your accountant, your banker, your investment advisor, and potentially a financial advisor who quarterbacks all of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we go a step further and we call ourselves your retirement planner because we don't just plan with anybody and everybody. We plan with people who are focused on building a retirement. Okay. Because there's some people that are not focused on that. Mm-hmm. They're focused on building massive amounts of wealth to pass on to whatever. That's ours is retirement planning. So it's purposeful. But within that, think of it in terms of the medical practice. Everybody knows there's all kinds of specialists in the medical practice, and they can be some of the most brilliant people in the world. But if there's no coordination of care, it's amazing how these brilliant people can be disjointed. And I say that respectfully to them. I think they would say that themselves. And so the coordination of care is there's a doctor who's kind of like, think of them as a family doc, who's making sure that they check back in to keep that coordination moving along. That's one of the roles that we play, is the coordination. We know a lot about a lot of these things, but we don't know everything about it. And so when it comes to questions like John's, hey, am I going to get the benefit? Mm-hmm. We'll actually talk to one of the consultants. We'll look up John's record, and we will verify that definitively, right, for John. But again, we are not the expert in all things. We know what we're good at, and we know what we're not good at.
Great people to work with, the folks at Kloss Financial. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number at the office, if you want to learn a little bit more about them, maybe come in, get, they guys talk about a kick of the tires. It doesn't cost anything for that sit-down consultation, just to talk a little bit and learn a little bit about each other. If you want to set up that appointment, just pick up the phone, give them a call. They'd love to talk with you at Kloss Financial. The number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the quiz question. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial offices at that telephone number, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Red Lobster. Pro tip, by the way, as you listen each and every week, we do typically give the answer during the show, so it makes it easier for you. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Assuming that you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage, now this is in terms of delayed retirement credits, will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after this age? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That is the phone number for Kloss Financial. And you can set up an appointment at that number as well. Learn a little bit more of them online at klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, you guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.